name is Nonthawat Namvinjapon from Thailand, and then I'm going to show my new project research about my new works. And for this research, I'm going to be make it for feature documentary and make for fiction films and video installations. But today I'm focusing on the documentary features. So before this work, I'm really interested in the border, and my previous work, I'm focusing on the border between Thailand and Cambodia, that is around northeast of the border of Thailand and Cambodia. And my second feature films, I'm shooting around the east of Thailand, and that place I'm shooting with the Karen people. But for this work, I want to research about the border in the north of Thailand. And here, show you. My works. When I started research at the north of Thailand, at that place I have a lot of ethnic groups over there because it's a border between Thailand and Myanmar, and there's so many ethnic groups over there. And but I'm so interested with the Shan people over there because when I'm in Chiang Mai, so a lot of Shan people workers who move from the border to live in Chiang Mai. And then so I tell the history of the Shan people to you first. For the Shan people governed with much with muscle for sovereignty by way of federalism. As the era of colonization reached the region, Burma and the Shan state were administered under British rule. Thus, the Shan state retained much of their autonomy in the period after World War II. Under the leadership of Burmese general and liberator from British imperialism, Aung San, the Shan and other ethnic minority leaders in Burma signed the contracts. It's called Phang Long Agreement, but that contract is not the real happen because Aung San was killed by Ne Win, and after that that agreement is not happen. And then finally Burma can liberation from the England, and 10 years later the Shan minority groups try to talk about the Phang Long Agreement. The Phang Long Agreement is about after 10 years under the Union because Shan want to govern that area by themselves, but after 10 years the Burmese still govern at that place. And then that's why I have so many of the military for liberation of Shan, and they have a fight together with the Myanmar soldier and Shan soldier together in a long time, in 15 years. And for my research, I'm starting to shooting at the border, at Somia area. It's on the hill, and that place is kind of a buffer area. I will show you the place that I shooting. So at that place, and this place that I gonna shooting and I research on in this past 2 years. And then So with a long history of war and prejudice between the two countries, the Thai government views Myanmar as the threat to its stability. The Thai government welcomes the establishment of the Liberation State of a buffer and security measure along the Thai-Myanmar borderlands. And I will show you this script. This is the new Thai king. It's the King Rama X. And I shot this at the events of the Chan military days. And they are really really close relationship with Thai government. And yeah, this is Thai king, new Thai king. It's just right. Okay, so I will show you the trailer of my films to understand what I'm making now. This is the Thai king. This King Rama X, he just, because King Rama IX, he just passed away 6 months ago, and he's a new king of Thailand, and the actual So now I show you for my trailer of my documentary.
Okakao Jai Chang Lot Asak Sao SB Yu Lian Lin Thai Thai Wan Mai Ping Fa Loi Ko Wan. Mai Yu Ti Nai Mue Pi Chong Phan Et Ha Mai Yu Chom Lian Lin Thai มันนั่นไปมีวันนะครับโอ้ข้าอยู่วันทลางอยู่เมืองตุ้งเจวิ่งเมืองสาธารมือนั่นอาชาข้าได้เลยหาขุดวันเมืองชุกชักฮะแล้วข้าก็เลยไปมาจังเมียเขาเมื่อเขามาได้ไปตินมากเลยครับเลยมากลางค่ำครับกลางวันได้มันมีพลาดมากครับกูไปกับถ่ายเงี้ยซึ่งก็อันพี่น้องได้มามันใจตั้งเดียวนะก็เพราะว่าชุกชักครับน้องก็เหมือนมดครับมือเหลียวมีก็เลยเชียงกามไก่ข้าก็เลยอยู่เพื่อนั่งกล้วยน้องข้าก็บัวยังทุกเล็กเป็นหน้าเขากูข้าเลี้ยงอะไรก็เนี่ยเอามือป่วยเลี้ยงหน้าเขาพี่ไอ้ก็กะเฮ็ดการในมือในเมืองไทยครับ
First time when I'm here, I'm so really amazing because I don't know before. I have a lot of soldiers stay at the border between Thailand and Myanmar. A lot of they have own soldier around almost 1,000 soldiers over there, and then and I'm a bit like surprised that have a space like this in at the border between Thailand and Myanmar. And then I'm looking for someone like for the main character for shooting my documentary, for shooting my research. And I found the one, his name is Chai Sang Lot, that you just saw him on the trailer. Show you a photo of him. Yes. Right. This guy. Yes. His name is Chai Sang Lot, and he don't have any ID card from Thailand, or Thai ID card or Myanmar ID card, and he cannot move to another place. Like he have to grow up only in the mountain and the border only. And I asked him about his dreams. How about his dreams? He cannot answer me because he cannot dream anything. One thing he can do it like to be a soldier, because who grow up at that place, at this space, when they are 18 years old, they have to be a soldiers, and like for have about 5 years, and then after you can like quit and stay to do something at the village, or still to do work with them, literally works for 45 years or something like that. But someone who don't want to be a soldier, they have to move to Thailand for work without the ID card, have to live in Thailand like really high and cannot have a simple life. But someone said that more freedom than stay at the border or something like that. And who is like finished this practice soldier at that place, they have like a own ID card for staying at that place. They will show you a clip of they have a ID card, this one. For the normal life, don't have anything to do much at the mountain, because for the work, like sometimes he will to do work for like pick up a trees and can earn the money just only like €3 per day, like to work like 6 hours for pick up a tree that trees. And then at first, when I go into that place, I cannot shooting with the military system. I have to spend about 1 year for make a relationship with the leaders and with the military for shooting at that place. And then I will show you our daily life of them at the borders. It is kind of like opening scenes of my documentary film. Thank you.
mà nó lu bò lì này, mà nó mà cắt chu na na cún tiền phun phơi này, bốn mươi gà mà lại,
cả mốt là mốt chỉ có một bụng lắm,
năm mươi đâu, nu năm, một là năm à,
nó cứ tít trong làng này này, này.
Nó vừa thắng là mình thắng,
năm vừa tìm thắng xem thế vào thắng năm đi em.
ตอนนี้แล้วเนี่ยมื้อนั้นน่ะมื้อนี้มื้อเอาสมมุติก็กําลังยุ่งน่ะนางคือเวลากําลังยุ่งมื้อนี้มื้อแค่นั้นเอาตะกุปุ้นยามันเนี่ยก็ได้ทั้งอ่ะรู้เกี่ยวอ่ะมันส่งเปียนั่นว่ามันมันยุ่งๆจังน่ะรู้อยู่ไว้พูดตึกมาเถียงก็แทงแน่พี่เราไปขอบ่สงนี่ป่ะมันว่านั่นมื้อนี้ก็บ่ออดรู้เที่ยงเลยความมันว่านั่นบ่ฮู้เอาเป็นอย่าเป็นจิตน่ะชาดีใจหมอความขี้ความว่าความดีใจหมอกูมีความมันว่านั่น ไอ้เข้าเมืองปืนไล่กบจึงหือปานใต้กูปอกมาแน่กูเฮามอกก็มันเลยมันว่ามาขี่หูเฮานั่นน่ะมีจักคือเอาเอามาเอาจักคือตายนั่นมันกูปอกแน่มาดีเก่าผมมันแล้วหรอบ่สิยามเรายามเขาต้องเจอทั้งคู่มันแน่ตาที่เอาตาที่เขามาอยู่ในเมืองเฮาแน่เขาขับเอายิงทางหลีทางเล่ามาปั่นชักปั่นเจ้าพ่อเฮามา
ยอดกวยน่ะก็ไม่เฮาเลยไปอยู่จําใช้เลี้ยงเด้ข่าวว่าเขาได้ลงมาได้เก็บตัวน้องเขาดีมันก็ตีเลยว่าดีเฮ้ยบ่มึงใต้มาบ้านนั้นปุ๊บว่าใต้นั้นขอยอ้ายแต่เดี๋ยวก็ต้องมีดิกูใต้กูล่ะมีเวลาอยู่ได้ขึ้นกว่านี่ก็กูอ่ะหาลูกสิเอามันให้
อันนั้นก็คิดไม่ออกนะครับอันนี้ว่ามูลาฮกปุ๊บมีปาชิโรมีเช่นเราถ่ายกรรมเนี่ยยังกันมาเดี๋ยวเลี้ยงเตี้ยก็อ้าบ้างเตี้ยบุกมาบุกกระเตี้ยไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไ interview them sometime, they when they're talking, it's not natural like this. And when I shot on this party at that place, they are talking about their destiny. They're stuck in here, cannot move to another place, and talking about the Myanmar situation, talking about Aung San Suu Kyi, because at that time when they shot and this time, just have like a meeting with the Aung San Suu Kyi to try to solve the problems about the ethnic groups in Myanmar. But after 1 year, Aung San Suu Kyi era, don't have any happens about their life. Their life is still the same and not anything better, and they still not sure about Aung San Suu Kyi can help about their life, because Aung San Suu Kyi is Myanmar and they are the ethnic group, and Aung San Suu Kyi don't care about them much. And okay, so I will show you the military trainings. It is a normal life without the military life, but everybody who grew up here have to be training like this, at least like 6 months for training, military training here.
Bom phat, kin phat, de di di, bun kao. Mu pho mu man, khat cha thing, mo phuk bot tham, ở đây chốt mù hắn, mù nướng ơ, có mù nướng bỏ mốt. À, thì này cả đất mất bên phóng, mù xóng, à, đi mù xóng ạ, mù xóng áo mốt. Đồng bọc. Đồng bọc. Đồng bọc, cắm lên. Hắn, tí. Cắm lên, mi dơ cả, đỡ trú.
Em sắp bê tê ra, đồng bà này xóng.
Sorry.
เอาไปปล่อยข้าเองปล่อยข้าไปปล่อยข้าไปปล่อยข้าไม่อยากไม่อยาก
ก็ตัดได้โอ้ยว่ามากเกินไปนี่แล้วว่าค
คุ้มคานเขี้ยวดิดๆกิ่งบานังนามาอยู่ท่าไรลีๆก็นับหนึ่งชิบยกจงปองอย่าบ้าเงียนเขี้ยวอำไคฮานโอ้
They have so many weapons at that place, and I'm curious, like, where the money for buy anything at that place. And when I read about their history, they are like really connect with the drug selling. From the Kuomintang, like anti-communist from China, moved to around that place and bring the some drugs to sell in around that place. But I'm still not sure where the money forms. But when I'm over there, the leader try to treat me like they try to stop a drug and try to say something for me for shooting for. Try to stop the drug at that place, and I will show you in after about drug and I really like these clips because when they're shooting at that place, like everybody do everything the same thing every time. Walk together, eat together, take a shower together. Not have a lot of time for relaxing and like individually activities. But for this time they have. When I shooting, they are relaxing. It looks pretty nice for me for showing. Like,
Clip
is pretty long.
Hãy subscribe cho kênh Ghiền Mì Gõ Để không bỏ lỡ những video hấp dẫn.
Why lo? Why li? Why pasi kau le? Nai la ni song tiao yang bo.
Bo.
Kau la tiao. Ya.
When they're talking with them, the place that he really want to go and he really want to move, to live, to stay, is in Thailand. It's called Chiang Mai. It's like a the economic place in the north of the Thailand. And let me show you next.
ยังปวดปวดยังปวดปวดอ่ะกันเตยว่ายังปวดปวดอ่ะอ๋อเดี๋ยวนานเลยนางเตี้ยนางลุกยังเดี๋ยวนางลุกเขาลุกเขาต้องซื้อไม่รักแถวสวยชื่อตัวนั้นนานเลยตัวนั้นพูดเลย
Okay. And when I heard about the in Thailand in Chiang Mai, everybody like a dream want to go to stay and want to do works, and I look interesting, and I will go, and I went to Chiang Mai for research more about Chan people who live in Thailand, and then when I was young, I went to Chiang Mai so many times, but I don't know like that people workers that I saw they are from Chan people, and when I start to research in Chiang Mai, when I saw like a waitress or waiter or the worker or constructor or anything like to do work, not a good work like a low salary job, everybody is a Chan people come to live in Chiang Mai, and I start research with my anthropologist friend in Chiang Mai, and then that I know so many soldiers who don't want to be a soldier at the mountains move to live in Chiang Mai, and then it's pretty hard for survive in Chiang Mai because they have to use the money, and the salary to do work is very low, and they feel the job of of that group of that boy who live in Chiang Mai is prostitutes in Chiang Mai, and the prostitute for gay male too. Like I'm so surprised when I heard about it. When like a stretch who was in the military before, and then when they live in Chiang Mai and don't have money to survive, and they can be like the prostitutes for gay and can have a sex with male in their life. And then when I talk with them, they feel like it is so really normal because of 90% of prostitutes in Chiang Mai is a Chan, from the Chan and the mountains, and like they said, why not can to do like this, because it's an easy job and like can earn a lot of money, and they can have a life that they can survive good, and it's totally better than to be a soldier at the mountains. And I want to shoot a documentary about that in Chiang Mai, but it's too sensitive for shooting them. That's why I have a new project about this, and I want to make it for the fiction films. I talk with so many Chan prostitute in Chiang Mai, and for that project, I show you the this is a meeting for the fiction films. It's called Doi Boy. Doi is mean mountains, and they have a crop like it's called Doi Boy, that every young man like to do work for the Jews over there. And let me show you the and the karaoke boy too. Yes, the research. And this one is really gay pictures, like this. Yes, everybody, almost everybody have an experience for like the practice of sonia before, but they don't want to be a soniers, and they move to live in Chiang Mai and to do job like this. And he said it's better than stay at the mountain, because they have a choice for their own life or something like that. And So when I research about them, and I show you these clips, this shoe. I bought this shoe at the mountains because I think the design looks pretty cool, and I wear it in Bangkok and in Chiang Mai and everywhere, and here too. And when I'm in Chiang Mai, when I talk with them, with that guys who live in Chiang Mai, he said, why he wear a shoe like this, they don't want to wear a shoe like this in Chiang Mai because they're too shy, and let's can show them, like everybody knows, like they come from that at that place, then they live want to hide that identity from in Chiang Mai. But for me, when I wear this, my friends, everybody asked me for buy it from at the mountain to bring it to them for wear it in Bangkok, or like my friend like Avichar Pong want it too, and I buy it for him, and he wear it for everywhere in this world too. And so after my friends know I do these projects, they want to come with me to going with me at the Doi, but I asked for the leaders, can I take my friend to come with me? They're not accept for taking my friends. And now I will tell you how it's hard, and I can connect it with them for to stay at that place and shooting at that place. Like in 5 years ago, I made a short documentary about Shan people who live in Bangkok for like a TV documentary. It's, I show you a bit of clips at when I shoot the documentary, I met one Shan boy when he saw me shooting, and he really interesting with my camera.
ถ้าเราหาเงินได้ก็ไม่ทําตอนนี้ก็ยังไม่ทราบเหมือนกันนะคะคิดว่าความฝันตั้งแต่เด็กก็คืออยากกลับไปบ้านพัฒนาในหมู่บ้านอย่างนี้ค่ะตอนนี้ก็ยังหาความรู้อยู่ก็เลยยังกลับไปไม่ได้อนาคตนี้ผมจะไปเป็น
มันเป็นการเพิ่มความจํา
I shooting at that place is kind of like a temple, and every Sunday, Shan people who live in Bangkok will meeting at that place. And when I shooting here, I have one Shan young boy like come to talk with me, like ask me for advice about the camera, because he want to be a photographer, want to be a maker film, something like that. And after that, I make friends with him, and I add him on Facebook and make a friends. And 4 years later, I saw his photo not live in Bangkok anymore, and he come back to his hometown at the mountain, and he wear a soldiers, and so interesting to want to know why he don't want to stay in Bangkok and why he don't want to stay in Thailand anymore and why he come back to his hometown to be a soldier. And when I asked him, can I shooting your documentary with the military issues over there? He said he had to ask his uncle. His uncle is the leader of the Chan military that I showed you at the first clip, like with the photo of the Thai king. And at first time, he not sure about me. He told me like, okay, you can come, but have to teach that guy for make a documentary, for shooting a video, for editing a video. And I said it's okay. I can teach your guy for make a video. And because he said nowadays for fight with in the world now for the military for fighting is not enough. He think for the media is the better way for fight with the political conflicts about this. And but some people in Bangkok, they like try to keep his identity and have to show like this every Sunday or something like that. And so first time when I go to the place and teach them for shooting a documentary, at that time they have a birthday celebrate at the Doi, at the mountain. And for me, I interest and I teach them for shooting this, and they are first time editing for this script for the show and on the stage. I like this show because like the show is still show the history of Chan. People have a conflict with Myanmar, like I will show you the. The story is kind of like soap opera, like the like a lover couples, something like this, and then the Myanmar soldier is look like a bad guy, like come to do like this. That's why all Shan people still hate the Myanmar people and still hate And then when I teach them for can shooting a video and can editing a video, like the military leader like really happy with me. And finally, like when I really close with them, I spend like so many time in almost 1 year, and they are said it's okay for me for shooting at the military group. And so I have one scene they like a setup for me for shooting for my documentary. It's like a drug shaking at the mountains. They try to represent like don't have any drugs and try to stop a drug at that place, because everybody thinking like Chan usually like sell drugs at that place, and this is the this table, and all teenagers at that village come here for shaking the drugs with peace. And after shaking a drug, who can found like can use drug at that place? They have to go to like a rehab by the military trainings, and he said me like for this area is now the military for this area is not only the people who grow up here, but they try to gain property from around Chan State in Myanmar too, like in Chingtung, it's called Chingtung, and so many places. And if they ask for like who want to be a soldiers and come here from another place, nobody want to come, and they make a campaign like who have a children who have a like a drug addicted and want to rehab and send them to be a soldier here to be training. And so when I shoot when I shooting at that time, like almost everyone they come from because for the rehab, and so, sorry, oops, just a moment. And because of someone like don't want to come here, and parents send them for here, and someone don't want to be a soldier here and like to run away from the military training. And if who run away and can arrest it, except an example like him, they're gonna be a chain like this, like. For this guy, he is for this guy, he ran away 3 times, and he arrested every 3 times, and the iron chain is going to like more heavier, and every time then he arrested. And so the finally the leader tell me for teach my student for make a documentary about propaganda for stop a drug addicted. And this is the result of my student made that film. They met by the Sham Misery Soldier. They are showing like this moment. Oops. The video show like how they could have military training because they are stopped like people who addicted with the drugs and this video show like what did the space have. They have like this. Come here for rehab.
มื่อกี้ติจานั่นแต่หูจับยาแล้วก็
almost done right okay
จะมี
ยินมา show how the crazy look show the but this will show the space like they have a space for sleep for shower have a food and have atraining how the bed how is good thing for to do staying here and that guy they're talking about like how it's good they come to stay here before he come here he addicted a drug and the life is very bad and when he come here everything better after he training initially in 6 months and now he can stop do the drug andtheir life is better or something like that and this video made by the real Shan people so sometimes I'm not sure when I'm shooting a documentary so over there everything is gonna real or not because sometimes it look like they are set up something situation for me for shooting for represent their military groups example like for the drug or something like this for they try to represent to the world like now they don't want they don't to connect with the drug anymore or something like that and yeah that's what I got from the research in past 2 years from my projects and yes and so the last clips really relaxing time for show you for really nice song
ต้องขอดแหละ
ต้องเลย
ซีซีจำคุณน่ะเอ้ยจีจีเห็นตั้งน่ะ
GLC
GLC น่ะ
ไหวมาหนึ่งอำนึงใจทางสู่เตลืมเฮาโกก
็ I think they are close with Thai than Myanmar because the language is kind of really similar and when I come to that place so often now sometimes I can understand the words because so many words it kind of look similar with Thai language and just pronounce it in another way and for the dream they want to be a Thai have a Thai ID card for to have a better life and or have a own ID card of Shan people who can like travel to this world but when I meet someone Shan people who live in Chiang Mai for the they have a passport they still have a Myanmar passport not a Thai passport or Shan passport but for the fact they already had the Myanmar person yes.
Why ma
that's it thank you go
gao ao ma phu dai ai khai ne ne sai hau de am ya nai lo mai sai hap
okay thanks for coming and sorry if I English is not good enough for understand anything so thanks Have any question for me or have a Q&A or don't have a time some things like I don't know right
how do you feel about your skills being put to the purpose of producing propaganda for Shan State Army
how I feel that I push that skill for them, right?
Yeah, I mean that you have given them some filmmaking skills.
Right.
Their main use so far is to make this anti-drug or this rehab video.
Right.
How does it make you feel as the person who brought the skills into the group?
For me, I'm okay because when I have a student and my student can make a film by themselves, that I'm so really happy that I can push that skill for them. But for the topics of that skill, I'm not sure what behind them, the real situations about them, they still say what luck or not. I don't know. But in the video, it looks good benefit for them because I heard about them, like Chan people, so many Chan people, maybe around 60% or 70% in Chan state area, they had a problem about drug problems, and the problems about them, so many Chan young boys move to live in Thailand a lot, and the soldier is like don't have a soldier much now. And he tried to think the new way for still have a soldier like this with the who addicted a drug. I think sometimes it's a good way for thing like this, for to do like this, if can like just rehab that guy or something like that. But for me, I live in Thailand and I really don't like literally way, and because I think the big problem in Thailand because of have a soldier coup d'etat, like in the past in every 10 years when Thailand don't have a real democracy. But I talk with the leaders at that place, they said at this time the soldier, that's so really important for them, because if they don't have a soldier, Myanmar soldiers still like to come to like for their life like really bad or something like that. And they have to have a soldiers. And For me, I'm so really interested about the buffer state between Thailand and Myanmar, because Thailand have Chan people at the buffer states, right? And for the Myanmar, they have an ethnic group too. It's called Wa, Red Wa, for the buffer state for that place too. And Chan soldier and Wa soldier like have a fight so many times for the dealing days, and for the soldier, really important for them, I think. But if you ask me how I feel, I'm happy that I can teach someone for make a video, but for the topics, I'm not sure what is the real situation, but what I show to me, like for the stuff rehab, I think I feel okay. Right. Okay.
Maybe my question is not so relevant to your work. Your film seems like very much focused on the boys. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything to tell us about the girls in the region?
The girl in that region, how I say, when I go to that place, the girl to be in the military group too, but not much, just a few. And for the training, it's not hard like a boy too, and just sometimes, and they come back to stay at house or something like that. But for me, when I research the whole things, I want to focus with the boy, because I'm gonna make it relate with my fiction films, let the boy who moved to Chiang Mai for to be like a gay potty juice. That's why I make this documentary, and why I make the I'm gonna show the video installation about the boy who live at the mountain, because gonna relate to the big fiction film they're gonna shooting in next year. That's why I'm focusing on the boy. for the girl life, it kind of looked like a boy too. But how is it? They don't have power enough, like a space, like it looked like a boy run the mountains. I don't know how to say, because the one occupation at the mountain is the soldiers. It's the soldiers, and I think that's for the soldier way is the boy is like more the power than the girls or something like that, and the girl can like practice a few and then like housemates at home after that or something like that, and the world of that place run by the boy. That's why I'm focusing on that. Yeah, that the answer for me. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Thank you.